When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, look, baby, what they're saying is, baby Graham is past his prime. Over the hill. We haven't seen Jermaine Cole in the game all night. The best in the game coming out here and letting this be the outcome.
I mean, that was pretty sick. The Stephen A's intro right there for Drake, J. Cole.
Wait a minute, Hunter. So that's how we doing, brother? That's how we doing it now?
Big intro to concerts?
You know.
That's sick.
You know, listen. You know, you got people, too many people out there hating on the culture because we get a little bit older. We hate on the culture. No, I love the culture. You know what I'm saying? And the young bloods reaching out to me to ask me to contribute to the culture, it touched my heart. They asked, I answered. You know, next, though, I got to do something for my man Jay-Z. And, of course, Beyonce, the queen. I got to do something for them. We got to figure that out. But Drake, J. Cole, appreciate the love. Big fans of both of y'all. Really, really appreciate the love in all seriousness from both of them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was major. Mad Dog?
Oh, is he proud of himself? Oh, my God. That thing wasn't done in 4 seconds. I got 20 texts. Look at this. Oh, he was so proud. Hey, give him credit, though. Give him credit. Nobody's asking me to introduce Bruce Springsteen, so I give him a lot of credit. He's my buddy.
No,
so good for him.
That's your fault, though.
You know, you can introduce the boss, Doggy.
Springsteen concerts. Doggy's, hey, Woody, Doggy's going to Springsteen concerts, right? Yeah. And he's sitting in like the 20th row in the back on the floor.
Oh, come on, Doggy,
trying to look like one of the fans.
One of the people.
You got to stand out. I mean, you Mad Dog Russo. You big time. You could do better. You really could.
It was good. Honestly, Stephen A., that was great. And I loved how they did that. Whoever came up with the concept, it was unreal. The only thing would have been better is if I was in it, too. But other than that, I mean, I felt like it was a solid performance.
Actually, that would have made it worse. You probably would have been chewing.
Speaking of upgrades, let's get to the debate of the day, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Passed Tom Brady earlier this postseason for the most playoff wins by a quarterback in their first 7 seasons since 1950. And with another Super Bowl win, will match TB12 with 3 Super Bowl wins in each of their first 7 seasons. Now, here's Christopher Mad Dog Russo with a hot take.
I've been watching quarterbacks since Namath and Unitas, okay, back in the mid-60s, and Starr, I saw him. And Unitas, maybe not quite in Johnny U's peak form, and mid-late 60s on, he still was playing. Namath, we all know, everybody in the 70s. I'm going to say this really definitively, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. He's the best Mahomes, this is. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. There's nobody better than this kid.
Oh, Damian, you won 2 Super Bowls with Tom, right?
Yeah.
You ready to be on the hot seat?
Let's do it.
All right. Do you agree that Mahomes is already the GOAT over your old teammate, Tom Brady?
No. I've said this before. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest talent that I've ever seen at a quarterback position. But there's a difference between being the greatest talent and actually being the GOAT. We also got to remember Tom Brady, basically from the year 30 on, that's when his Hall of Fame career accelerated.
Yeah.
So
4 rings?
Yes,
4
absolutely.
Rings
after 30 years. Listen, the body of work that Patrick Mahomes is putting together right now is second to none, and he's on a trajectory to possibly being the GOAT. But there's still a ton of work for Patrick Mahomes to do. And we heard Pat Senior talk, you know, address this whole conversation as well, that, you know, just paying homage and respect to not only Tom Brady, but Joe Montana as well. And we can't, you know, we can't push out Joe Cool in this conversation. So while I'm enjoying watching greatness, and I think that's the biggest thing for me. It's like we got to
enjoy it, celebrate it. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Instead of I know it's this is a debate show. We got to have these conversations, but to embrace and enjoy this conversation. But no, Pat Mahomes is not the GOAT right now. He got a lot of work to do.
This isn't the day that I want to sit here agreeing with Mr. Honolulu himself and Damian Woody, but,
it's okay. It happens.
It happens, all right? We'll discuss that at a later date. Mad Dog Russo, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, the ultimate historian. You should be ashamed of yourself. What a disgrace.
Why?
What a disgrace.
Why?
Stephen A. just brought it up.
Without question. Listen, Patrick Mahomes, without question, is the greatest talent at the quarterback position we've seen. I was saying it was Aaron Rodgers, that bad man, for years, but Patrick Mahomes is now, I think, in fairness, has eclipsed him to some degree. But not resume-wise. Doggy, this is where I'm getting on you, because you don't just go by the eye test, because you know your eyes are suspect with those goggle spiano glasses you be wearing all the time when you're trying to read stuff. So your vision is impaired to some degree, and we get that, right? But what you do is you lean on stats. And so what I'm doing is this. I'm looking at a guy in Joe Montana, 4-0 in Super Bowls, 68% completion percentage, 285 yards per game, 11 touchdowns, not one interception, and a passer rating of 127.8 in the Super Bowl, and three Super Bowl MVPs. 4-0 undefeated with three Super Bowl MVPs. This passer rating, not a single interception. Now let's go to Patrick Mahomes. Mad Dog Russo, did you know that in 14 playoff games for Patrick Mahomes, he's thrown less interceptions than he has in three Super Bowl appearances? He's got four interceptions in the Super Bowl. He's got four interceptions. He's got a passer rating of 79. Not 127 like Joe Montana. 79, okay? 62% completion percentage, all right? 246 yards passing. Five touchdowns, four interceptions. And you would ignore the flagrant discrepancy along with those facts? See, when you do stuff like that, could y'all get a close-up snapshot of my phone? Because this is just a distraction. You see what the cover on my phone is right here?
Is it a picture of you?
You see that right there?
Oh,
it's a picture of me with the cowboy hat and the cowboy jersey on. That's what it is right there. That's what it is right there, laughing with that cigar in my hand. That's how I feel about Doggy's take on this. How do you ignore what Patrick Mahomes has looked like in a Super Bowl compared to Joe Montana? How do you do that with a straight face? You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Listen, the both of you. I agree with Damian. I'm glad he brought up Montana. I'm a huge Montana fan. I give you credit. You got a nice job. Plus, let's not forget about the drive to beat the Bengals. I'm a huge Montana fan, so I would put him up there as well. But as far as the way you play the position, you can't always rank the quarterback via career. If that's the case, Brady's going to be the greatest of all time, no matter what he does, because nobody's going to get the seven Super Bowls. So if that's the culmination is the argument, I can't debate that, because two for Mahomes is not seven for Brady. I understand that. Sandy Koufax, may I bring him up? 4 years with the Dodgers in the 60s. That's it. But those are the four greatest years of any pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball. And so a lot of people, Henry Aaron, Willie Mays, who went up against Koufax, a lot of great pitchers, says, I don't care what anybody says, this guy's the best pitcher I've ever seen. And that's kind of how I feel about Montana. About Mahomes. Granted, he doesn't have the career statistics yet that these other two have, granted. But he is 14-3 in the playoffs, for crying out loud. And one of his losses was Brady in overtime. I mean, my God. The other one was the Cincinnati game, and he had a big game against Tampa because Andy Reid did a terrible job with the offensive line. That wasn't his fault. I mean, that offensive line was terrible. But from a standpoint of picking a quarterback, you ask a baseball fan, pick a pitcher to win one game, you pick Koufax. Picking a quarterback to win one game in your career, one game right now. And I saw Montana United, I saw that right now I'm picking Mahomes. And that is the argument.
Time
Steve, as typical
time
Steve,
out.
Brings
time
up the big picture.
No, no, no.
The
typical.
Issue is
typical.
Right
typical.
This minute.
Well, listen. You know, Doggy, when you bring up the big picture, you see you on this show, right? Because I was thinking big picture. Now, if I was thinking small time, you understand what I'm saying? You wouldn't be here. But I thought big time. You understand? And I thought Mad Dog. And I thought Mad Dog Radio. And I thought Mad Dog Russo. When I see Big Woody, I see a two-time Super Bowl champion that knows his football inside and out. When the same with Swaggoo and Shannon and RC and the rest of the crew. Because First Take is big time, baby. So don't knock the big time. That's number one. Number two, I love how you bring up history when it wants to suit your points.
Mm.
But you negate bringing up this point. Back in the day, with those players that you mentioned, was it not different than today? Is not today's brand of football, Woody, favorable to passing offenses?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Now, you can sit up there. You're getting penalized for passing gas. I mean, you touch somebody and got bad breath and breathe on them, you get penalized 15 yards. The game is different and facilitates more offense, which helps Patrick Mahomes. Joe Montana didn't have that. Terry Bradshaw didn't have that. Troy Aikman didn't have that. Tom Brady spent the first half of his career. He didn't have that. Steve Young didn't have that. Bart Starr didn't have that. Joe Namath didn't have that. Okay? I mean, the list goes on. Roger Staubach didn't. Damn it, Danny White didn't have that. Okay, he's a backup. You're replacing Roger Staubach. You thought I didn't know that, didn't you? Okay? Don't get me started.
Good
Dan
job.
Marino didn't have that. Dan Fouts didn't have that. None of these players. Kenny Anderson in Cincinnati did not have that. Randall Cunningham didn't have it. Warren Moon didn't have it. Okay? Whole bunch of people. Steve McNair and everybody else. They didn't have it. All of these quarterbacks that played in the National Football League played in an era that wasn't friendly to pass offenses. So I can appreciate the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. And he has the type of talent that he would have adjusted to any era. I'm not taking anything away from him. But to see Joe Montana do what he did during the times where the brand of football was played significantly differently and excessively more violent, okay? To look at the numbers that I gave you to Joe Montana, and for me to have to sit here and school you, a historian, on the difference between yesteryear and now, when it comes to the Montanas, to Patrick Mahomes, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is not your brightest day, Doggy.
Yeah.
This is not your brightest
day. I was just going to say, it's a little premature. Like, for me, it's just, it's numbers. One's got two, and one's got seven.
Molly, I got to say, I'm really shocked by Mad Dog right now. I am. Because
as much as a
historian of sports as Mad Dog is, Mad Dog doesn't come across as a person that likes to throw out these things
lightly. Yes, I know.
But for you to come out, I know Patrick Mahomes is great, but I can almost hear it in my head now. Well, what about Dan Marino? Well, what about John Elway?
Yep.
And for you to heap that on Patrick Mahomes right now.
Very off-brand.
Who's still kind of like, he still got most of his career ahead of him. And for you to do that,
Doggy,
I got to say, I'm shocked right now.
Premature.
New pocket, new jacket, new tie, new pocket square, new era. He got a new fly in the wardrobe now, and he's forgotten history. You're shameful. It's shameful. It's not a good day for you, Doggy. It is not a good day.
That tells you what I feel about Montana, about Mahomes.
Mm.
I know those quarterbacks. I saw those quarterbacks. And the fact that I put Mahomes on that level tells you what I think of him. He's the greatest.
Very highly. Legendary. All right, I'll leave you this. You know what didn't shock me, though?
You're ignoring history.
That Stephen A's screensaver is a picture of himself.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick takes. Our quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, showed out at the Pro Bowl in Orlando, who dropped 27 points in the precision passing contest. Would have beaten all the other NFL QBs competing in the competition, including round one, which had Tua and Jalen Hurts. My goodness. Stephen A., are you impressed with our boy?
I'm very impressed with him. I'm very impressed with him because, listen, I think it's very, very important that different, you know, Dan Orlovsky is not me, okay? I was never good enough to be no damn elite college athlete, let alone a professional athlete. So everybody knows I'm a scrub. So, you know, when I put forth a choke job, it's perfectly understandable. But this was an NFL quarterback whose greatest video was him running out of bounds in the end zone without knowing it. Now that's embarrassing. And so now that we have this video to show for Dan Orlovsky, it sort of offsets that faux pas that he committed many, many, many years ago as a member of the Detroit Lions when they were winless, by the way. So now we have this footage, and we can lean on this to big up our boy, Orlovsky. That is an Orlovsky's moment, and I'll give him credit.
Mad Dog, you going to say anything here?
This makes up for this. Yeah, I want to say something.
Yeah.
Who cares? Indoors in a pair of pants on, tossing a football around, who cares? For crying out loud. He ran out of the end zone. Nobody cares. That's like Steve making 15 free throws in an empty gym, and then he goes into a ball game and is, you know, 4-for-10 at the line with the game on the line. Why? Because he hits the three going across there like a sitting duck.
Which is definitely
nobody
possible.
Nobody cares, Steve.
Which is definitely possible.
Which
is definitely possible.
I was impressed.
Definitely possible.
I was impressed. Come on.
You're impressed.
Tua and
I can do
Hurts.
This. This is not that difficult.
No, you can't.
I can do this. Hand me the ball. Yes, I could. I'll throw the football that far. This is ridiculous. Right. He was a scrub in the NFL. This does not make up for that.
Put your money where your mouth is. I'll set it up, and we'll see you in the precision drill. All right? I'll make this happen. I got this.
You watch me.
I mean, y'all could all have it. All three of y'all, you and Dan could do it with Molly emceeing and two people will watch because y'all in Connecticut.
Oh, good one, Stephen A. Maybe you could get in there and you could throw out one of your pitches because that was a real winning moment. All right, be sure
I'll be
to catch
next
First
time.
Take
I'll be
live from Vegas Thursday and Friday. We'll have special guests Deion Sanders, primetime Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, among many others. Don't miss it. All right. 58 Super Bowls in the first in Las Vegas, Sin City. Mad Dog, tell me this. What's the best location to have a Super Bowl?
Well, I've been at them since 1990, so that's whatever it is, about 35 years. By far, the best place is Indianapolis, by far. It is a small town. The stadium is great. St. Elmo's Fire Restaurant. That is by, I swear to God, that was the giant Patriot one. That was a, everybody loved it. You walked around Lucas Oil Stadium. Great little town, not too difficult to get to, not a bunch of phonies going out there who know nothing about football that just want to show up because it's quote-unquote the scene. The real football fan goes to Indianapolis. Not even an issue. Minneapolis was good, too. I was there, and Detroit. But Indianapolis was by far the best place to have a Super Bowl. By far. There you go.
That is the most ridiculous asinine comment that came out of your mouth in quite some time. You got to be kidding me, man. Let me tell you something right now. First of all, I'm going to say SoFi Stadium, L.A. The stadium is spectacular. All right. The city of angels, Tinseltown, beautiful warm weather and stuff like that. See, this is the problem. And by the way, what you're saying, Doggy, you're missing something here, okay? The NBA is going to get their act together, okay? Because I let you know me, I love NBA all day, every day. But I'm very disappointed in the NBA over the last several years. The NBA over the last several years, they've had All-Star Weekend in Cleveland, Ohio. You understand? They had it there in Utah and then now Indy and stuff. Where were the Super Bowls the last 3 years? Talk about L.A., Arizona, and now Vegas. It's a festive event. It's an atmosphere. The Super Bowl is not just about the game. The game is the entree. It's the culminating point, okay? But the show, the ambiance, the hype, and everything that comes with it, you've got to get people to want to descend upon a city. You're flying to Utah. The mountains, the scenic is beautiful. It's nice. Okay. And if you like the downtown Marriott Hotel as a party place, knock yourself out. Okay. We go to Indy. Within a 2-block radius, you can see all you need to see. You know, St. Elmo's, like you said, okay, you got Ruth Chris's of the world and Lord knows what other steak. The food is fantastic. The people are great. Great basketball town. The football stadium, Lucas Oil Stadium, the house that Peyton Manning built, as far as I'm concerned, that Andrew Luck should have stayed and kept building. We get all that. But in the end,
right,
it's Indy, man. It's Indy. I mean, once you get off the highway, I mean, listen, get a hotel within walking distance. You ain't got nowhere to go, okay? All right? It's right there. And I love Indy, and I love to see a lot of the sportsmen. But L.A., I mean, that's what we're talking about here. SoFi Stadium, spectacular, state-of-the-art, up-to-date stadium in the City of Angels, hotels everywhere, restaurants everywhere, the Walk of Fame, Rodeo Drive, Venice Beach, or ask Molly whatever beach she walks on, whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
I'm not going to do that.
Malibu, yeah. Nobu, you know, the little house in Malibu. I mean, are you kidding me? Everything about L.A., it's a party, it's a festive atmosphere. That's what it's about.
It's not even close.
That's
for me
what it
before,
is.
Before
atmosphere.
We move on here really quick, and I've covered a lot of Super Bowls too, it's easily Miami. And my favorite one with ESPN was when First Take
too
was
small.
At Clevelander. No, for us, for our purposes, I got to walk to the set each morning, South Beach right behind us. We had all the people in the pool. It was insane. That was
by far my favorite Super Bowl. Molly just told herself. Molly just told, we brought up the Super Bowl. Doggy is talking about the game. Yeah. I'm talking about the people. Molly's talking about herself. Let's move on.
What are you talking about? I said they were great at the Cleveland. I get to walk to the set.
Who the hell is talking about walking to the set? We're talking about a Super Bowl site.
So nice.
Molly going to bring up, I get to walk to the set.
Really? The sun was shining. It was amazing. It was like a beautiful life. I couldn't even believe it was real.
Let's go.
All right. The 2026 World Cup. Speaking of big games, the World Cup final will be held at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on July 19th. World Soccer Governing Body FIFA announced that on Sunday. Stephen A., I love it. It's in our backyard. Do you like having the World Cup final where the Giants and Jets play? I am super into this.
I don't mind. Perfect. Me personally, in my perfect world, the Giants and the Jets wouldn't be in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They'd be in New York City because East Rutherford is in New Jersey near the swamp. And I would prefer that they be in New York when you call yourself New York something.
Yeah,
but having said all of that, it's close enough to New York. It's right by the Lincoln Tunnel. And you know what? When you think about FIFA World Cup, when we think about that, when you talk about the world descending upon some place for an event, the world, okay? Not the Super Bowl, not the NFL, which is called football in America, but not anywhere else, okay? Definition of football is soccer. That's different. I can say so far in L.A. But FIFA World Cup, that's different. And when you talk about the world descending upon someplace, it don't get no better than New York City, baby. Bright lights, Broadway, the whole bit. Anything near there works best. I like that. That works for me.
Oh, my God. First off, MetLife is a long way from Fifth Avenue, number one. And number two, that place is a dump.
Not that long.
Everybody hates the
it's
joint.
7 miles.
That's a terrible stadium.
It's in our backyard.
That's a terrible stadium. Everybody hates that place.
I'm a Giant fan.
This is the one where, Steve, they should put the game in SoFi. Plus, there's much more soccer being played in L.A. than there is in New York City. No kids playing soccer in New York City or New Jersey or Connecticut.
Long Island,
Southern California, they play the sport, for crying out loud. Oh, MetLife is a joke. And not only that, it's in New Jersey.
It's not in New York City. I see kids playing soccer all the time in the park in New York City. They definitely play all in Connecticut.
I don't.
And they play in New Jersey.
No, they do.
They absolutely kids play soccer everywhere.
Molly, how do you play soccer in New York in the middle of January?
In the park, you bundle up.
How do you do that?
You bundle up.
Hey, Dougie, can I ask you a question?
You may.
How would you know? I don't see you walking through any parks in New York or New Jersey. How would you know that?
Why are you
on national television acting like
they don't play at the tennis club?
You rolling through the streets of New York City and you watching people play in the parks. You know you're not.
I'm a street kid.
You went to boarding school.
I've always been a street kid.
You went to boarding school.
I've been in Manhattan forever. I'm a street kid.
Hold on, street kid. Just because you chew on gummies every week don't make you down.
Don't make you down with the program, my brother.
Mad Dog, I have one question.
Get it.
Seriously, did you grow up in, are you from New York City?
Yes.
I lived there forever. I didn't know that.
So Late '80s, 51st and 1st.
Where?
Took the subway to work. West Side. I am a New York. We're in Central Park.
And nobody plays soccer.
That's a myth.
51st and 1st is soccer. The East Side. You just told on yourself. You weren't at the West Side.
51st and 1st is the East Side. It's not the West Side.
It's the East Side.
Central Park's the West Side.
It's Central.
He thinks because he grew up in Hollis, he's the only guy. I'm a New Yorker. He don't got a subway.
I am a New Yorker. Where did you go to high school?
You can take MetLife.
What state did you go to high school?
I went to a boarding school. How many times did I tell you that?
In upstate New York. Okay, it was just the street kid in the boarding school didn't really fit for me. Fine. Now listen, nobody puts Mad Dog in a box.
Who called First Avenue the West Side? In a corner.
All right, listen, I'm Connecticut all day. I'm not going to try to claim anything else. Suburban kid right here. We'll leave it there. Mad Dog, you're the best. But, you know, you really are. Look at his face. He's so mad at us right now. Coming up, you guys are hot stuff, all of you. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. I'm just curious. So just to be clear, who do we think's more New York? Stephen A or Mad Dog?
Oh, please. Oh, please. Please.
He grew up in Queens. He's not New York City. He don't know anything about New York. Oh. Why? Because he happened to bounce around West 4th Street? You are hot stuff. My God, you're hot stuff. I worked for 20 years in New York City.
May I finish? Let me say this, y'all, right, once and for all. When we say New York City, Doggy already told on himself, because everybody knows you're not just talking about Manhattan. You're talking about the five boroughs. In the case of Doggy, you got me on New York, because there's parts of New York that I never paid any attention to, not interested in knowing about. I could care less. Buffalo would be one of them. That's Western New York, okay? So what? That's Doggy style right there. That's Doggy right there. You know, let him go to Schenectady and Buffalo and you know, whatever else the hell else you want to pick up. Me? I'm about the five boroughs. That's what it is. That's why when Kenny Smith and I are on the air together, we say Queens, the borough, because it's talking about one of the five, all right? Manhattan, Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island. That's what we talking about. People in New York City know exactly what I'm saying. You know, the boarding school, probably went to school in Florida in college. You understand what I'm saying? You took a train ride here and there. You think that makes you a New Yorker? Stop it. Stop that nonsense right now.
I'm a New
okay?
Yorker.
Okay?
Yeah, always
that then. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I just used not, to work at 580 Fifth Avenue.
Oh, so what? You know what? And how you going to sit up there and talk about the city, but you were doing your show in Queens? You did the show in Queens for 20 years. So now, all of a sudden, we want to forget about that. You did the show in Queens for 20 years.
Stephen A., you're winning this one. Whoa.
Come on now, Astoria, Queens.
I don't side with them all, but he's
Dino,
one of my,
Neptune Diner, one of my favorite spots in all of Queens. I've been going to Neptune Diner for decades. I love those folks over there. They know it. You understand? That's where Doggy like to go eat sometimes, too. You know what time it is. But suddenly, now that we talk about the city, Queens don't count. But you was doing a radio show from there for 19 years. Sit down.
You know what's the funniest part of this whole conversation? What are you, freaking A-Beam? You are top stuff. I don't want to hear from you either, Molly. You up in freaking Connecticut. Not a word.
I said I'm from Connecticut.
How dare you? How dare you ever question my New York heritage?
Okay.
My father grew up in Flushing. How dare you ever, I'm a New York, I've been doing radio in New York for 40 years. And I got to listen to him now, tell me, when he was playing basketball, Winston-Salem, and working for the Philly Inquirer, covering Iverson, and he's telling me about New York City? Are you kidding me? This guy, he is nuts.
Okay.
You're nuts.
Molly, by the way, he was proudly doing a show in Queens, New York. Wow, and ask Mike Francesa, the legend that we had on here with Doggy last year. He will tell you Mike Francesa was on a show with that man for 19 years where he religiously rooted against the New York teams. He hated on the Yankees. He decried the Mets, and he bragged about being a San Francisco Giants fan.
Yes, actually,
that guy,
you know what?
Is who's
you know
talking about
funny?
New Yorker.
Is you two
sit
both
down.
Are going so hard. Sit who's down. The harder New Yorker? And I'm the only Giants fan on the set. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. This offseason, there's plenty of running backs looking for new contracts, beginning with Derrick Henry, who led the league in rushing in both 2019 in 2020. Next, Josh Jacobs, who won the rushing title in 2022 with over 1,600 yards. However, his 2023 campaign was shortened due to a quad injury. And then there's Saquon Barkley, who joins Christian McCaffrey as the only players with 900 rush yards, 250 receiving yards, and 10 total TDs in each of the last two seasons. And on that note, it is great to be joined by the one and only Saquon Barkley, who's here on behalf of P&G's Battle of the Paddle. Saquon, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. All right. Before we get to your work with P&G, let's start with you and, of course, the Giants. You know, I'm a big Giants fan. At the end of the season, you reiterated that you would love to be a New York Giant for life, but also that obviously it's out of your control. So tell me this, Saquon, what's your mindset at this point as you enter the offseason?
Right now, it's letting my body rest, you know, talking to my PT and my doc. Taking the first 6 weeks off, touching no weights, still doing mobility, stretching, stability, and all that stuff. And be a fan. I enjoy the playoffs and, you know, go to Super Bowl, watch the game. Obviously, there's a lot coming up in the future. But just be at ease of it and, you know, whatever happens, happens, and control what I can control.
Yo, Saquon, I appreciate you being on the show, my brother, and congratulations to you being the great talent that you are, to be quite frank. I'm just going to say this and throw this question at you. I think you are the New York Giants. I think that you're underpaid. I think that you deserve more than what you've gotten. As far as I'm concerned, I think there's a lack of appreciation when it comes to you. Damn right, I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it. Nobody has to say it. I'm going to say it. Having said all of that, I wonder why this aspiration to remain a Giant? Y'all have lost that three losing seasons over the last 4 years. They've paid other people. I'm looking for them to give you your just deserves. I love Brian Daboll, though, as the coach. But I'm wondering, why can you explain to the audience why you want to be a part of the New York Giants so badly?
Because I know how special you know, the Giants organization is. I got nothing but tremendous respect for the Tisch family, for the Mayer family. This is the team that drafted me. And I'm a big believer of, you know, setting the goal and accomplishing that goal. And when I got drafted here, one of my goals would be the reason why, you know, the Giants is back on top. The reason why we're having a parade in New York. And it just haven't went that way so far in my career. And like I said before, I want to be a Giant for life. I mentioned that. I want to be in the likes of Tiki, Michael, Eli. But the sad part of it is it's the NFL. It's a business. And if this was my last season, I had a blast. But the beauty of it is there's still a lot left in the tank. And, you know, if I'm not a New York Giant next year and I'm somewhere else, they're going to get a leader. They're going to get a hard worker. They're going to get a competitor and someone who will go out there and compete at a high level to win football games.
And I'll piggyback there, Saquon, off what Stevie just said. A, the Giants played very well late in the year. You know, you played well against the Eagles. I mean, obviously, you played very good. Beat Green Bay. I mean, you did a very good job at the end of the year. And you, you know, who has had some injuries and some big injuries, have always bounced back from it without a contract. You went out there and you finished those 17 games with a flourish. That should tell people that the season for you is not load management. The season for you is 4 months, and you had every reason to say, you know what, we're out of it. I got to worry about my future, and you did not do that. Did that thought cross your mind there in the last couple weeks of the season? Let me hear.
Never. I got a job to do. I had a C on my chest for a reason. You know, it's bigger than that. Obviously, the offseason didn't go the way we were like. I wasn't able to come away with a long-term deal, but, you know, I put in a tweet, it is what it is. So when I got there, keep the main thing, and that's go out there and compete at a high level with my brother. So that's not even in my character. That's not even in my makeup, like, to think about sitting out or not playing the last couple games. Like, we started that season, and I'm going to finish that season. And you only can play football for so long. So any opportunity that I have to go out there, I'm going to go out there and do it at my best capability.
One of the things I imagine is incredibly challenging for you, as it would be for any running back, is when folks are stacking the line of scrimmage because they're not concerned about your passing attack and they concern themselves about your running ability. I want to know how you feel about the Giants quarterback situation as presently constructed, and what kind of role does that play in your enthusiasm or lack thereof? Not that you have a lack thereof to remain a Giant, because you've already explained that, but I want to know, how does that factor into your future plans and your future aspirations when you look at the Giants quarterback position at this moment in time?
I say it like I've always said, I'm a big Daniel Jones fan. I'm a supporter. I'm a believer. I get to see the different side of it, though. I get to see how he comes to work every single day. It's unfortunate what happened last season with the injuries, and then obviously the one I put him out for the year, the ACL. But knowing him, you know, as a man, knowing him as a competitor, I know he'll come back stronger, better than ever. And people fail to realize the year before, we made it to the divisional playoffs. We lost to the team that went to the Super Bowl, from the NFC to the Eagles. We're right there, in my opinion. I think we're a couple pieces away, but my concern is not Daniel Jones. We had a lot of bad things go on this season with injuries, losing a lot of close games. But all my faith and constant confidence is in Daniel Jones, because I know, I see it every single day how he comes to work. I see it every single day how he carries himself. I see it every single day how he leads. Everyone just from the outside, you know, can have an opinion, have a view based off what goes on the football field. But it takes all 11 of us. And that's why football is so great. It's a team sport. We give so much credit to the quarterback position, whether good or bad, when we win or when we lose. But all of us got to pick it up. We all didn't do enough last year. So do I think it's fair to say that DJ or Daniel Jones is not the quarterback for the New York Giants? It's not. He got paid for a reason. And whether I'm there or not, I know that he's going to bounce back and do what he got to do.
It's great to hear you giving him that vote of confidence. It was fun watching you with Tommy DeVito, too, when he was filling in for a minute. But we want to see Daniel Jones back and healthy, of course. And I want to see you in a Super Bowl one day. But in the meantime, we have to let you go. We got to get into commercial break, and you have other things to do. Tell me this. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl, and what are you doing with P&G for Super Bowl week?
Who do I have winning the Super Bowl? I feel like if I was a betting man, I don't think you bet against Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. Especially the way that defense is playing. They're playing at a high level. But I'm biased. I'm a big Christian McCaffrey fan. I hate to say this. He's the best running back in the NFL right now. For right now, I'm going to go get him. So I'm going to go with San Fran. And, you know, I've represented Gillette in the P&G Battle of Paddles as a table tennis tournament. Table tennis is kind of, you know, all over the NFL locker rooms, where everyone go out in offseason. They'll go out, you know, during free time and play against each other. So it's a great tournament. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go out there and compete and try to come home with the title. And the way fans can catch up on this, is an overtime season YouTube channel, February 7th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And like I said, represent Gillette. I'm a little scrubbed up right now. That's why I got the hat on. But with Gillette Labs, I'm going to have a clean shave and ready to go. And everyone that knows me is competitive. I'm going to go out there and try to win the whole thing.
Saquon, big fan. Fun to watch you on the field, and such a high character guy as well. Come join us in studio sometime whenever you want. We're right here in New York City. We would love to have you on set. Enjoy Super Bowl week, and can't wait to see you guys back out there healthy next season.
Thank you, guys. Always big fan of you guys.
Okay, take care.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Bill Belichick bid farewell to Patriots fans in the form of a thank you letter published in the Boston Globe yesterday. The letter said in part, "Nowhere in America are pro sports fans as passionate as in New England. And for 24 years, I was blessed to feel your passion and power." He went on to say so, so much more. But Mad Dog, I'm just curious, are you a fan of Belichick's letter to the fans?
I mean, this is the most unsentimental guy in America who never gave the fans the time of day with questions from the media. And now he has a little swan song about how it's what? There's four fans in Orono, Maine, who care about the Patriots? Ah, come on. That's ridiculous. I love Bill. But let's not write a letter about the passion of the Patriot fans when you didn't care about him with the media for 24 years. Oh, geez. Stevie?
Mad Dog Russo is 1,000% correct. And I love Bill Belichick. When I met Bill Belichick at the Boston Celtics games, he was always an incredible gentleman to me, Doggy, and the complete antithesis of what you saw in those press conferences being interviewed by Boston media. But you're absolutely right. He gave the fans nothing. You know, I'm talking about, of course, off the football field. On the field, he gave them everything. But he wanted the football to speak for itself. And the thing that we have to pay attention to and let the audience know is that part of the reason these folks make the money that they make is because by ingratiating yourself with that fan base, you get people to buy into your franchise. It's not just about the leagues. It's not just about the team's performance. It's about how you sell yourself and how you market yourself. The Dallas Cowboys are perfect examples of that. They make more money than everybody, and they ain't won a damn Super Bowl in 29 years.
Guys, okay? Just because
when you ingratiate
like the media,
yourself, you contribute to those headlines, it matters.
Doesn't just because he didn't like the media doesn't mean he doesn't like the fans.
Media are an extension of the people, Molly.
No. The media and the fans are different.
It is.